RadioInfluence.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a low-carb edition of Forking Around Town. Today, I'm really excited to have a very special guest. Her name is Adriana Flores, and she is from Yummy Foods. And I'm really excited because I was introduced to you through Chaya, who was Keto Chaya. Yes. That was on the she was on one of my episodes before. So yes. Welcome, Adriana.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. So I actually saw you on Bay News 9, and it was, ironically, it was after I was introduced to your products through Chaya.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yes. So I wanted to kind of just chat with you a little bit and see how you got your start, because I've tried some of your products, and they're fantastic. I don't feel like I'm eating anything healthy, which is good.
I love that. I love to hear that, because that's the whole idea behind my products. You are able to enjoy a delicious food. And you will never think it's healthy, but it's actually doing great things for your body. And how do we start it? Let me give you like a short story about it. My mom developed diabetes and high blood pressure, which is a really awful combination. And she ended up needing like kidney transplant. And it was a really tough journey for her, especially because she didn't... We're from Colombia and South America, so carbohydrates are like
our life,
queen, our life,
right?
In our food. So it was a struggle for her to understand that she needed to eat different in order to get healthier. Because the medicines were, doing that, it worked, but she wasn't actually getting better. She wasn't able to get out of the hospital. So I started giving her my, healthy recipes, and she hated them. She didn't want to know anything about my veggies or the way I eat. So I had to start being very creative about the food that I was making for her. And since she was diabetic, I started making muffins and cookies because she loves cake. So I was like, okay, I need to find something that is portion control, that is going to satisfy her. Mm-hmm. And I start playing with my grandma's recipes and exchanging the flour, the regular flour, with the good flours from almonds and coconut. So it was an experimentation just to try to make food that it was delicious, because she's a really good cook. So she could tell. She was like, oh no, I don't like this. And she was really picky. So her challenging me with the food made me being able to come up with food recipes that they're healthy, but they don't taste like the regular tasty, the regular healthy food. So that's kind of the start, just trying to help her regain her health. And I'm an entrepreneur at heart. My grandfather was an entrepreneur, mom and dad were entrepreneurs, and this is my third venture here in the United States. And I feel that this is the one that is actually connect my purpose in life and the business. So I feel that is being more successful because of that, because I'm able to help people with my business. And to me, the biggest reward is seeing people enjoying my yummies.
They are
smiling when they eat them.
They are yummy. No pun intended. They are very yummy. I love that. I think sometimes when you're passionate about something and then you have a purpose and it comes together and it really equals success.
I couldn't agree with you more. I definitely work on my self-growth all the time. And especially when you're an entrepreneur, it can be a lonely process if you don't get the resources or around the people that you need to actually grow. I listen to a lot of talks, podcasts, and they keep telling you need to find your purpose, you need to find what you like and then make it into, your business. And up until now that I have Yummy Foods is when that click in my mind and actually start exploding as a business. Before, I think the learning experiences of before businesses, they didn't work out because of that. They were not connecting with my purpose. So I'm really happy to be able to see people smiling, eating my food.
Definitely.
And knowing that they're, in a way I'm helping them to stay healthy or getting healthier, or even people that never consider eating in a healthy way because they think healthy food tastes bad. Now they have an option, so it's an easy transition for them. So it's definitely
that's a plus for me. that's an awesome purpose. That, you know, I'm glad this all came together. Exactly. And the thing that I have children, and I struggle with this too, because, you know, they're, my daughter especially, she's not very adventurous. I don't want to eat that. I don't like the way that looks. And I've had to kind of do things in the kitchen with them as well to trick them into eating healthier. And, you know, it's a process, but after a while, they get used to it. And just making simple substitutions, such as using almond flour, coconut flour, like you mentioned before. I make cookies for them all the time, and I try to follow some of the paleo or the, you know, keto based recipes.
And do you feel happier when you do that? Do you feel that it's rewarding?
I do.
Before of just trying to, because the same happened to me at home. I have a 5-year-old nephew. My niece is 13 years old. And when I see them in my house choosing my yummy cookies over whatever other food
that is not going to be home, I'm like,
I'm doing something good, because they like it, they enjoy it. And I notice that a lot of moms tell me the same, you know, like, I'm so happy to be able to get those products because my kids, they're eating and they don't even notice they're healthy. They don't complain about it. They actually enjoy it and ask for them.
Well, I can't wait for my kids to try these, because the last time you sent me 2 samples, they never made it out of here. They were gone. Literally that day, they were gone. Especially, you just met Ian. He ate like half of them. So I didn't get a chance to share them with my kids. Now, how did you come up with the name Yummy Foods, and when did you actually start this business?
Well, I started Yummy Foods 2 years ago. The keto and paleo part started a year ago. And the name came up by when I was making my recipes and I was giving samples to people. Just when you start, you know, cooking and, okay, what do you think? And the first thing they will do, they will be like, yummy. I'm like, okay.
It stuck. It's perfect.
That's perfect. And it worked out fantastic. Every time that I go to events or I go to do samplings, and I can see the people try them and they immediately are like, yummy. And they look at my batch name and they're like, oh, okay, you called yummy. I'm like, yeah.
I love your logo.
Thank you.
It reminds me of a taco.
Right.
Okay.
It started like an empanada business. I wanted to bring something from Colombia, something very traditional, but in a healthier way. You know, my empanadas are gluten-free, low in carb, high in protein, and I have different flavors. I have for vegetarians, cheese lovers. So that's how it started. So that was my initial focus, and that's how the logo was born, because I wanted something that it was fun, easy to recognize, and like a fun shape.
And it just looks happy. When I see it, it makes me smile. And when I eat your foods,
you smile. That's awesome.
I smile.
So that's my goal. Right. I'm happy about it.
Yeah, I can't think of a better place for you to launch this than in Tampa Bay with everything we have right now.
Yes. I love Tampa. And as I was driving by, I have to, you know, go across downtown, and I keep looking at all the buildings and the sky. And I'm like, oh my God, I love this city. I don't know what is it, but it's just the feeling of being in here. And the people, I have so many helpful people around, like you guys having me here today. I really appreciate it. And it's just not only the food scene, but it's also the people. Amazing, always willing to help, no matter what you're doing. Whatever they can do for you, they're there for you. And I hope I can do the same someday for other people. And I also love USF. I don't know, I'm a USF graduate, and my business was born at the Student Innovation Incubator at USF. And I'm very grateful to that institution. And I graduated last year, and we keep in connection. You know, they're always featuring my products. They're always helping me. They're always helping me connect. And it's a very amazing ecosystem that we have here in Tampa with all these helpful people.
Yeah, I didn't go to school here since I'm originally from California, but I hear so many wonderful things about USF.
They're true.
Everyone speaks so highly, and I know so many graduates, and I have to say, I mean, it's a very special school.
It is. It is. They go beyond what is only the education. They definitely, if you put the work in it, like you have to put the work. I'm not saying they're just going to grab your hand and make all the work for you. Not at all. But if you're willing to put your hard work in it, they're there for you, always helping you, supporting you, guiding you, providing with resources, network connections. And I even go every week to talk to my mentors, and I keep blogging and all the speaker series they do, everything educational they do, I still connected with them, and they're happy to have me there, I hope. No, they are.
No, of course they are. Of course they are. Now, where can we find your products? I know Armature Works, I believe.
Yes, Armature Works at Inside the Box. Here in Tampa, there's a supermarket called Abby's Health and Nutrition.
I have not been there.
Wow, it's a beautiful place, and they have a lot of great stuff. They're health-oriented market, so you will find food and supplements. They're located in Northdale Mayberry Highway.
Okay.
Also in Intelligent Gourmet, they carry delicious, healthy food as well, and they carry our yummies. And online, you can go to yummyfoodsco.com, and you can definitely find us there. Down south, we're going to be in Delights here in Tampa.
Delights is wonderful.
Nicewick, yes.
Love that spot.
Next Wednesday is our first delivery to them. That's amazing because you can beat ice cream and yummies. Like, that's to die for.
It's a great combination.
And their keto ice cream and keto cookies, like, you're good. And Delights, Laker Ranch, bulk superstores in Sun City and Ellington as well. So we're expanding. Yeah, we need to know where people can find us, because we need to be able to make more people smile eating our yummies.
Right? You're making me smile just looking at them. I cannot wait to devour one of these zucchini muffins, and they're keto friendly. Actually, as you remember, I had Chaya on here, and she has taught me so much about the keto lifestyle and all of her recipes that she shares.
Yes.
So, yes, I say this all the time, but this time I'm serious. But tomorrow, the 1st, I'm actually starting a 30-day keto journey.
That is amazing.
So I've been eating all the carbs this past week.
So we're going to make sure to send you enough yummies so you can have your first 30 days.
30 days. When I wake up in the morning, I want something like a muffin. I crave it, or afternoon with coffee. And these are absolutely perfect for me.
And that's how I start my day, like coffee or tea with a muffin, because they're very filling. I mean, they're about 80 grams in weight, but they're barely filling. They have enough proteins, they have good fats, so you will be good to go. You can have it on the go.
That's exactly why I like them, because I'm always running around in the morning. I don't really have time to cook breakfast, and my children eat breakfast at school. They're very lucky. Oh. So I'm always going to Starbucks, and I spend a lot of money on those egg bites. I have to stop. I'm going broke. Starbucks is taking all my money. They're good. So this is actually, I would rather support someone local.
I appreciate that.
And this is exactly what I need. Very, very excited. But what are some of your favorite tricks for keto, just if you were cooking at home? So anything that you like to share? Because I like with Chaya, have you ever heard of, I'm sure you have, cloud bread?
Yes.
I made that for the first time last week. That was,
you like it?
I loved it. I loved it.
I feel for keto, you have to keep things simple and have everything that you actually are able to eat on hand.
Yes.
Like right there. That's going to make your life easier. So on being just creating and replacing things, being smart when you go grocery shopping and just buy the veggies that you're going to use, and just be having fun with the food that you're doing. Definitely keep a jar of pork rinds. Call them. Yes, my accent sometimes,
it's
my Spanish
okay.
tries to kick in. And I keep that so I can, if I'm kind of like, you don't really feel hungry when you're doing keto, it must be more like you want to eat something.
Snacking
kind of thing, that I want something crunchy. So I definitely keep that in my pantry or with me. I carry nuts, so I don't, if I'm driving around, I'm not going to fall for eating whatever. So I carry nuts in my purse, and definitely have at least 3 green teas a day. That helps a lot. That helps you curb your appetite.
Okay.
Yes, and when you're doing keto, especially when you're going to start, you might going to feel hungry. And that's going to help you with that and to avoid headaches. Stay hydrated. And what else?
Keep
whipped cream in your
right?
That's a must. It makes things very fun.
Have you tried those? There's a couple different brands on the market, but they're the Parmesan cheese crisps. And
yes.
They're kind of pricey, so I actually try to make those myself at home.
Uh-huh.
I'm still, I need to work on it, getting them a little crispy, but I love pizza. So yeah. I just take shredded cheese and I put on a piece of parchment paper
right.
with a turkey pepperoni in the middle and bake it in the oven. And that's
perfect. I was going to tell you that my trick, because I love cheesy thing, but crunchy. So I get grated Parmesan cheese, and in the flat iron, I put a spoon of the Parmesan cheese. I spread it a little bit, and just for a couple of minutes, you will see that they're gonna get like brown on the edges.
And bubbly.
Turn it around, and after, I don't know, 1 minute, just remove it and let it dry, and they're gonna be crunchy, and you're gonna have like these kind of crackers, cheesy kind of things. They're amazing, and they're so easy to make.
Yeah, and it saves you money too, because that's the one thing I've noticed is I'd rather do it myself.
Yeah, definitely keto, following the keto diet can be pricey if you go out and just buy stuff. But if you start cooking at home, you'll see how much money you can save, actually, and how healthier you feel. So definitely can be pricey if you don't, organize yourself. I mean, there's a lot of good products out there that we definitely want to try, but
and also
and you know what, when you cook at home, you control what you're eating.
Exactly.
My products, I don't use any preservatives, or that's what they have to be either in the fridge or frozen, because I don't want to give people any weird chemicals going in their body. So
that's good. I actually, my children are getting ready to head up to New Jersey to visit their grandmother for a few weeks, so I completely cleaned out everything in our house. I threw away sugar, regular flour.
Nice.
And so while they're gone, I'm replacing everything. So it's going to be a whole new eating style when they come back. And
it's going to be fun for them too. Whenever they come back and you can maybe put them on board in some things, you're going to see how your whole family is going to change. Like my whole family changed after my mom thing. My brother got rid of all the sodas at his house. And now his wife, they're doing keto. The kids aren't, but whatever they have is healthier
versions, definitely.
So it's life-changing.
It is.
It's a happier life for sure.
And it's important to do. Anyway. Well, I wanted to just, thank you for everything today, for making this trip.
Thank you for having me here. I really appreciate it.
I know, and I'm so honored to have met you finally.
Oh,
I've been
thank you.
Following you on Instagram, and it's nice to finally
thank
meet you.
You
in person. And if anyone is interested, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram at yummyfoods.co, and it's YUMMI. foods.co. I'll actually be sharing a link to this podcast on my Instagram as well. And don't forget that a new episode of Forking Around Town comes out every Tuesday on radioinfluence.com. You can also review, rate, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, and Google Play. Have a great and healthy, delicious week, everyone.
This is a Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Imagine you're doing a whole bunch of research. You're trying to find out about something. And then at a random moment, you're sitting in a kitchen and a guy walks in. You know he looks familiar. You're not 100% sure who he is, but you know he looks familiar. And the next thing you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes into it, it hits you. It clicks. It's a guy that you have researched. It's a guy that you have learned from. It's a guy that you kind of want to hang out with sometime. Well, that's who my guest is this week. Talking about a guy who has done over 100 episodes of a show called The Meat Show. Okay, which was a show that was put out by Eater. Another conversation that this guy has is a show called The Meat Life. Now, Nick Solaris You guys all know him. He's the meat man across the country. Has a new show coming out. It's called The Meat Life. We're going to talk to Nick Stolaris today. So everybody do me a huge favor and welcome to the show from The Meat Life, Nick Stolaris.
Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.